Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to another episode of Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, giving you the theater news for May 8th, 2006. The Joseph Jefferson Awards Committee has announced 112 nominations in 24 categories for Chicago's non-equity theatrical productions, which opened from the season of April 1st through March 31st. The Jeff Committee, as they're called, judged 129 opening night productions offered by over 60 non-equity producing organizations, and out of those Jeff citations come the Jeff Citation nominations. The biggest news of the announcement was that real-life husband and wife team Bill and Donna McGow have both received nominations as principal actors for their portrayals as husband and wife in Death of a Salesman. To find out who the recipients were for the 2005-2006 Citations Awards, you will have to go to the ceremony being held on June 5th at Park West in Chicago. Also, don't forget to check out the full list of 2005-2006 citations at TalkTheaterInChicago.com's Theater News section. The LaSalle Bank Theater reopening celebration begins on May 23rd. Following a multi-million dollar restoration and renovation, the LaSalle Bank Theater is ready to entertain Chicago for another 100 years. The century-old venue, gloriously restored and newly renamed the LaSalle Bank Theater, will now showcase previously hidden treasures, all uncovered during the restoration. The theater originally opened on New Year's Day back in 1906 as the Majestic Theater. It was renamed as the Schubert Theater back in 1945 and is now proud to wear its new moniker. The lighting of the marquee ceremony will take place on Tuesday, May 23rd at 8:30 at night. Gather around for a chance to see the lights illuminate for the first time ever with a special guest flipping the switch. Followed by that on Wednesday, May 24th, will be the inaugural performance of An Evening with Michael Crawford. And then the inaugural Broadway production will be Valerie Harper in Golda's Balcony. The Side Project is finally set to open their new space. After an unexpected permit process that put the January move into their new theater on hold, the Side Project has announced that it has completed the gamut of reviews and inspections needed to finally open their new location. And lucky for them, since Sean Graney has been rehearsing his latest play, Porno, for the past 4 weeks, his load-in is scheduled for May 6th, and since everything cleared up in time, the Side Project will be presenting the world premiere play as its first in their new theater. The Sean Graney-directed Porno will run through June 11th. Don't miss it. The First Folio Shakespeare Festival has announced its first subscription series. To open the season will be The Tempest, of course, by William Shakespeare. Following that will be The Madness of Edgar Allan Poe, a love story, adapted for the stage by David Rice and Allison Vesely. Then comes Angel Street, (Gaslight), by Patrick Hamilton. Also, First Folio will be presenting Chicago's own Babes with Blades in their newest production, When Fairy Tales Attack. Do not miss that. Talk Theater in Chicago would like to thank two productions for excellent runs here in Chicago. Bark, which enjoyed a strong, respectable run at the Chicago Center for the Performing Arts, closed, unfortunately, last Sunday. And also, You're in Town at the Mercury Theater will be closing as well. These were strong shows with strong runs. Hopefully, you got to see them. Well, thank you for listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Don't forget, you can check out the full list of Jeff Award Citation nominees at TalkTheaterInChicago.com. Till we meet next time, I'm your host, Dustin Moat, reminding you that theater's happening. Don't miss it.